and welcome to the Not Pod episode 10 on June 29th. And today's hosts are myself, Body. Hello. Sam.
Hello.
Ryan.
Hiya.
Will. Luke.
Hi.
And Kieran.
Hello.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, Lucy could not be with us this week. She decided, you know what, I don't want to be on the Not Pod. She was like, screw this.
She's off to Dubai again. She's off somewhere. She's off to Antarctica.
Oh, no, she's
here now. She joins us from Antarctica, Lucy.
We need to ban
Lucy.
You from doing that, because every intro is going to start with you with a high-pitched voice on.
Okay, so... in this
why do you say
system,
it, first of all, why do you say hello so funny?
Hello, I'm Terry Wogan.
Hello.
I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do for the episode. Sorry that I wanted to lighten up the thing. I realised that this is an oppressive system.
That fucking ringtone.
It's so good. I'm going to leave it on all episodes
right,
until someone gets really mad.
Let's crack
right,
on.
What have we been doing this week?
We got through this surprisingly quickly last week. Like, in 5 minutes, we all said what we'd done all week, which is amazing.
Oh, nice.
Let's keep it up.
All right, who first?
Who wants to start?
I'll go first. I've been playing Skyrim.
Skyrim. We fucking know about it.
All the week. Skyrim's fun. Get Skyrim. It's on Steam.
And who I've hasn't been... played Skyrim already?
Me! That's why I haven't played
You're like the one fucking person in the world who hasn't played it.
I didn't play that one.
Yeah, but you've played it.
Yeah.
At least.
I did start playing it, but I didn't play it. Anyway, it's good. Jarl Borgriff is the best.
Jarl Borgriff.
inside joke.
Cock Blockula.
No, that's not an inside joke, but everyone...
Yeah, it's on Game of Poop Skyrim. That's where it's at. Let's go watch
Jarl
nice.
Ballin.
Beautiful.
Jarl Ballin. Ballin. I'll sing the whole thing.
You know who you're saying we got through it in 5 minutes and it was really good?
And we're just failing this time.
Take a while.
I think there's a correlation between us being very good at being able to get through stuff and Sam not being on the podcast.
Wow.
I think it's just Skyrim, actually. Because I wasn't playing it last week and I wasn't here, so, you know, that's what it is.
You were
anyway,
ready.
Done.
Okay, Luke, go.
Me? yeah. Wow.
Damn it.
Okay.
Go on, Luke.
Yeah. Anyway, I've basically
you're doing that on but there's no way
not.
There's
hang
no
on.
Way
relevant, please
mute
no,
it.
It's not
mute your
it's
phone
perfect. Hang on, I'll just tell her to stop.
Then she'll text back saying why, and then you'll text back saying because I'm doing the Not Pod, then she'll text back saying oh fine then
what's the Not Pod,
what's the Not Pod,
oh I love that show.
she'll text is Lucy on.
No, it's a different friend. That's a different friend. I don't have that one's number.
Anyway, shut up. It's Luke's turn.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah. I've just been trying to play all the games that I got in the sale. Not much else, really. I'm a boring person.
How much Steam time have you racked up?
In total, I have no idea.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah. I don't look at these things. I could find out, but I'm lazy, so.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Kieran!
Hello!
Go!
Right, this week I have been doing lots of editing for people, and also I might be doing vlogs for a company soon. I'm going to find out soon. It's mostly going to be me talking about games and stuff, so see how that goes. Other than that, lots of sleeping and lots of playing XCOM after I picked it up in the Steam sale.
It's
so good. I think I mentioned this last week, but yeah, Will died, thank God. I'm going to carry on playing that sound.
Didn't he die in Link's playthrough as well?
Yeah, he's the first soldier to die.
Yep.
Has anyone else died yet?
Will nearly died, but he got resuscitated.
Yeah, well.
Wow, jeez.
So, like, Will the second.
Did anyone else die for me?
Will 2.0.
Oh, I died as well.
Oh. Well, is that why you stopped playing?
No, no.
Screw this.
Damn it, the best member of the North Pod, bar none, died.
R.I.P. in peace.
Rest in piss.
Rest in pussy, as Queen Latifah would say.
Some of that fine pussy.
God damn it, y'all!
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Who's next?
It's you, isn't it? Go on.
Yeah. I don't know, you're the host.
I'm not the host. Ryan's thought Bonnie was taking charge.
Yeah, that's
okay, Ryan, go on then.
Me? Okay. I moved out.
Yes, you are the only person called Ryan.
I'm back home. Well, anybody can go by any name, really.
No, they can't! They can go by the name they've been given by their parents!
Or they can change the name.
I thought that was Robert.
Yeah, well then...
Robert Ryan Francis Horton III. Yeah. But that was...
Mm.
Okay, anyway. I moved back home, done with uni. Went for one final last night out in Manchester, and it was terrible. Well, it was terrible in the sense that I got very drunk and very ill, so...
Oh dear.
You know,
how many women did you see?
End with? As you mean to go on. Now I'm back here, relishing Yorkshire again.
I'm going to go out as I came in, drunk and covered in piss.
Pretty much. Good fun, though, good fun. And also editing and putting out the Guns of Icarus stuff.
Ooh.
Which,
what's that?
Hopefully you've enjoyed. We'll talk about that later for you, Sam.
In the not relevant section.
Indeed.
Is it my time to shine now?
It's your time to shine.
It is my time to shine. Hello, this week. What have I done this week? I finished all of Ashes to Ashes, which was fun. Good program.
Do you want to explain what that is to the non-English listeners?
Okay, so...
I don't think anyone from out of England will know what that is.
Well... There was a television program called Life on Mars, which was made into an American version.
Which is shit.
Do you remember the ending to the American version?
No, what happened?
I couldn't watch it.
It turned out that they were on a mission to Mars.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They were in hypersleep on a mission to Mars.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Hypersleep? What are they, what is there? Were they sleep really fast?
No, it's like...
gotta go to sleep!
It's like cryogenically frozen to sleep. Kind of
any sci-fi sleep?
Movie. I don't know, that's what they call it, because you sleep loads by accident. Not really by accident, you know.
Well, I'm glad that mystery is solved.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the program is this guy the police officer gets hit by a car and is in 1973, and then Ashes to Ashes is a spin-off of that, where a woman gets shot in the face and then gets back to 1981. It's really good. Watch it. Then I watched Step Brothers. I didn't have much to do, so I just spent the entire week on Netflix, basically.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, I might watch it.
And also relishing in the Steam sale, which was fun. I bought a car sim game and stuff.
So much relish.
It's been
so much relish.
It's been a beautiful couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
We need some salad for this relish.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Main channel news.
Main channel news.
The beauty of it.
Hearthstone video went out today. It was very good. I liked it.
It was very clever.
I think Simon's got it in him to take down Lewis.
Lewis, try hard. Brindley.
Do or do not. There is no try. I think they'll have like a Yoda montage in it. That'd be amazing.
Could Yoda just be Sips?
Sips on Simon's back, just like running around Bristol.
Da, 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 I would pay to see that.
Do or do not, there is no shit.
Who are the... Cause the first one is obviously Terps, and his Murloc deck, which he did a lot of on the Boxing Day live stream. Then the next up it's Duncan, then I think it's Hannah, then it's Shin, and then it's Hat Films. I never knew Hat Films played Hearthstone at all.
How do you know this, Ryan? Are you on the inside?
No, yeah. Not yet.
Yeah, he's already secretly working for Yogscast.
I'm just like a
citation needed.
Yeah, citation.
He's keeping it quiet so that we don't get to join in.
Yeah, they don't know that I'm part of this Yogscast this Nautpod thing. They're just like, oh, have you heard of that Nautpod? It's shit. If somebody worked under me that worked on the Nautpod as well, I'd definitely sack him in a second. So I just stayed quiet.
Ryan just like grabs at his collar like,
yeah, who'd be stupid enough to do that?
Oh, Lewis.
It shows little glimpses of it at the start. Really, Sam?
What?
I didn't say anything.
What the hell is wrong?
Okay.
It's very interesting. Like, I didn't know where it was going to go to watch it. I thought it was going to be like out of a sort of IRL challenge, but it's a bit of both.
Mm.
It's very clever though, I quite like it. And I love the fact that they just sort of take the piss at themselves throughout, really.
It's very good.
I'm a fan of it, yeah.
10 out of 10.
Hearthstone is a very good game as well. I think
Yogg-Stars.
We should play a bit of Hearthstone now that we're on the Let's Play scheme.
I don't have Hearthstone.
I don't think we are, though.
It's free, you dickhead.
Oh.
It's free.
It's not free. Yeah. Okay.
It is.
It's free?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was free.
But yeah, it's free. The only thing you have to pay for is, like, booster.
The cards. Thanks. It's sort of like Magic the Gathering. You can play, but to...
I say for some my...
To be any good.
It depends. It's like, some people, yeah, it's to be good. You know,
I wouldn't say it's as pay to win as a lot of games. But obviously the more money you put into it, the more... But you do buy packs of cards, so you can buy a really good pack, you can buy a really shit pack. Or you can sort of disenchant cards, build up points, and then use those points to buy specific cards. That is quite a difficult way to go about it.
Yeah.
It's complicated, but I definitely think we should play some of it, even if it is just on a stream or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be good, that.
But the problem is, because I'm now at home, the internet back here is pretty terrible right now. Maybe getting BT Infinity at some point, but who knows?
Yeah, it might take a while.
Shrugs.
You know they've been hinting like they're going to do like an IRL video in the summer. Do you think that this is it?
I think like Yogg's Quest is probably the bigger one.
Yogg's Quest again.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'll be...
This is just for Blizzard, isn't it?
Are they doing another Geek Week on YouTube?
I don't think so.
You haven't done a Comedy Week, but then again, Comedy Week was fucking terrible. It was like the most unfunny...
What are you on about, Ryan? It was so funny. I just could not stop laughing.
It was a barrel of laughs,
Like, the best thing from Comedy Week was just kind of ONG's, like, potato salad video, which is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
There was quite a lot of good stuff on the Geek Week, but I think Yogg's Quest did take the biscuit. Of course I'm going to be biased, but who... The Crystal Maze, was it Crystal Maze that somebody else did? I can't remember who was on it.
Oh, it's Nightmare, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's Nightmare.
It's like a 80s kids show, but they redid it.
Yeah, it was like Ashens and Dennis Not on Fire and stuff, and they did
Sexy Phil.
Nightmare. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I didn't really I only watched the first episode, but still, it's a pretty decent idea.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was that they wanted to bring it back as an actual TV show, because it was a TV show, and then it went off air, and people wanted it back.
I thought it was just something they did for Geek Week.
No, it was a TV show way back when. Firstly, I don't see why you want to bring back Nightmare though, when you can get fucking Raven in the Path of the Warrior.
Raven
on the Path of the Warrior.
Gladiators is what I want back, definitely.
Oh yes.
I want Takeshi's Castle back.
Oh, man, so you can hear
Craig Charles. Or Ray Charles, as you thought he was earlier.
Ray Charles?
Yeah. I didn't think that.
I said, oh, who's that other blind piano guy?
You said
talking
that.
About Stevie Wonder. And I said, oh, Ray Charles. And he's like, isn't that the guy on the Robot Wars? I was like, no, that's Craig Charles.
You dickhead.
What's me?
I think it was Will then.
G-Mod!
Will's surprisingly quiet, so he's probably muted himself again.
No, I'm here. I'm just, you know.
He wasn't muted because we didn't hear him punch his microphone.
G-Mod. So,
Hey guys.
There's not really much to talk about Hearthstone at the moment because there has only been one video, so
I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Always nice to see stuff, and Hearthstone is a game that I enjoy watching. As I said last week about the Pyrian Flax thing, I'm not very good, but I will watch people who are worse than me get better. So it's kind of like they can ask all the stupid questions, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of how I feel whenever I watch people play Civ, because I can't play it to save my fucking life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think there's a lot of games like that that people... I think that's why some Let's Plays are very good in the sense that you learn a lot just by watching, more than reading or somebody telling you. But anyway, I think the bigger news, which would have been like the top story a couple of hours ago, was Gmod and the fact that people have
Gmod
really in a terrible way just gone mental at Martin for no apparent reason.
If you either like Martin or you really don't like him, that's the thing. Like he can be a bit annoying sometimes when he's just like explaining things constantly, but then that's sort of what he's there for.
He's very good at doing single player stuff. So sometimes when he does multiplayer stuff with people that maybe have more fans than him, because he does a lot of stuff with like Toby and iLoobs and Nox, like you know, like the Nox Crew sort of people.
Yeah.
And I'd say that he's probably bigger than all of them. But when it comes to people like when you've got to compare him and Sips, you know, you kind of understand why people have gone mental. But it is just a shame that. It just seems a really stupid way to go about it. It's not just what... I mean, I said this before, that both Hannah and Sips left this latest Gmod for Al Smithy and Martin to come in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody says, Al Smithy replaced Sips, or even Martin replaced Hannah. It's always Martin replaced Sips, and that's what's getting people annoyed. Nobody ever complains that Al Smithy's coming in and replace Sips.
Yeah, I think it's been good in these Gmod videos. I think they just record them on whoever's around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually think Martin's been quite good with them though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very good at games. I remember back when they did the Hunger Games and he was the one that won with Toby. And he got a lot of shit. That's going well back, isn't it? But yeah.
Back to when we were all whippersnappers.
About 3 years ago, maybe?
Back in my day.
I mean,
back when Hunger Games was relevant.
Yeah.
It's still relevant, damn it.
No, it's not. I hate it.
Sick burn to high pixel.
People were still having a go at Martin because he played on the server like the night before, like when he does his live stream. And they were like, oh, you knew the map, you knew where everything was, cheater. And it doesn't matter what he does, he's always going to get shit. Especially when it comes to a bigger fan base. Like for Lewis and Simon, or for Sips, or whoever.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're like, oh, he played the map, but would they rather him, like, literally be pitifully awful at the game because he doesn't know what he's doing? Yeah. You know, like, have you ever seen the comments like, oh, they're so bad at the game, it's cringeworthy, I'm cringing so hard.
Well, you mean like fucking Game Grumps?
I'm kind of surprised.
So cringy.
Jesus Christ, let's hope that they don't see that Guns of Icarus set. Fucking hell, we were dreadful.
God. Cringe Master 10,000.
What?
This is cringe-tastic.
We're at the Nort Pod like Martin in Gmod, it's been good.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
It's a welcome change in the sense that, like, if it was just that group over and over again, kind of like what it is on Sips' channel. You are going to get bored eventually. All good things come to an end.
Yeah.
So, Sips' Gmod videos wouldn't be nothing without Hat Films.
Yeah. But there's only so many videos that Sips could do with Hat Films and Terps until people are like, it's a bit boring.
Freshen it up a bit.
Yeah, and they're freshening it up by bringing more people in. For example,
they had Lewis.
Which they've just done. Yeah.
On the road and tricking.
No, it's a cool game because it doesn't, you know, it's not like watching like watching sort of 20 episodes of a Minecraft Let's Play where you've got to really keep your attention span sort of on it, otherwise you get bored and you stop watching and you're like 20 episodes behind before you know it. With Sips' videos, like the Gmod ones, you can jump in and out because, you know, there's no plot to follow They're very quick rounds, so you shouldn't really get bored. It's a great game for people with a short attention span, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's just all good, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm, definitely one of the best series I've seen in a while.
Hooray, free content as well.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thing about people saying, oh, they want longer videos, Ridge Dog did a vlog about that the other day, which I think was true.
He basically said the only reason why the 10 minutes is because that's the longest, so you can put a starting slate advertisement on it. You know, like the little ones that come up. Which is very honest. It's basically saying, I put in this month so I get paid more. Or, better chance to get optimised views. Optimised.
Yeah. Otherwise, monetized. He would put it smaller. But he did say that it's not for like a how-to guide, it's for entertainment, which I like.
I like Ridge Dog's style. That. I mean, I think... Ridge Dog's one of the early series, apart from Hole Diggers, that I can actually keep up on. Because it just flies through everything. I mean, if he didn't take it out, he would have had about 40 episodes. And everybody else is doing the same sort of stuff. You know,
Ridge Dog's like the most OP guy on the server.
Mm.
But they're the fewest episodes, probably. It's good.
He's got a lot to do, so it's understandable that he's got to be... quick, I suppose. Gets short and sweet. And it works. A lot of people really like it, and it's about time. It's good to see a lot of people are liking Strive stuff as well. Yeah. Really liking Strive Solutions, which is really good to see.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I've been watching that. It's good.
It's good that he's, like, in the mix now. I think, you know, when he initially joined, he was very alienated.
And yeah, he was.
It's good to see that he's now... involved. I mean, it'd be nice to see him on a couple more stuff, but imagine if Will went on instead of Sips for Gmod.
Imagine the boozeless Joker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I did see, actually. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Basically, the amount of... Right, do you want to hear there's the list of Yogscast complete series right now?
Okay, go.
Okay.
This is slightly out of date because it says Mars Quest, but Hole Diggers, Shin's Farm, Galactic Craft with Duncan and Kim, that one, Dirt Quest, Heroes of Mine, Minecraft Evicted, Magic Police, Chaosville, Minecraft Mod Adventures, Booty Bandits, Modded Madness, Strife Solutions.
And another one that Kim's done.
Nano's Nooks.
Yeah.
Your Nano's Nook.
Somebody's put in the comments, and I didn't know this, basically about them... accepting money for doing sort of paid games. Apparently, they refused to have the money from doing the Plants vs. Zombies stuff. Is that common knowledge? Is that something that we could get a source on?
I don't know.
Alagor, I'm calling you out. I would love to see what that is, because that's something I didn't know and something I'm very interested in. To be fair, Plants vs. Zombies was very different compared to everything else that they've done. Like, Watch Dogs, they've got two videos out of it, so it's a bit... I think if they do a long series, like they did with Heroes of Generals, then they should get paid, especially bringing in a fucking tank. The Plants vs. Zombies was, you know, it was filmed in the office. It was an episode long. It was about 3 minutes long as well. I'm not saying that it's wrong. Like... I'm just saying that there is a difference between the two sort of things. I know there are IRL videos.
I think that was like the first sort of like sponsored thing which sort of kicked the rest of them off. It was sort of like, oh, we're going to this new world of, you know, being told what to do.
RoboCop! I've just apparently it was on Hannah's Reddit somewhere. I've just asked them to find it for me.
Please find it.
We'll probably, like, we might cut this out if this is getting a little bit too...
Serious!
it's an interesting one. Most certainly.
Yeah.
We'll see. And if it turns out that it's utter garbage, then we will.
Jarl Borgraf.
So, there's not been much on the main channel.
Every time we get boring, I'm just going to go, Jarl Borgraf.
Okay.
okay.
What, for like a reminder?
Other channel news.
Wait, there was another. I didn't put it on here because we did.
You are the ball, Griff.
We did rush out. We did rush out. No, shut up. I just YouTube. Let's say Yogscast. The animations. Have it just been two or since? Yeah.
Three.
Well, there was one out last week that we talked about.
Two.
I think there was only one, and it was probably the best one yet, the Space Warfare one, which was taken from...
Yeah.
What was the game called that they played? Does anybody remember? Star Maid, wasn't it?
Possibly. Star Maid.
Star Maid!
Well, luckily,
dude.
Everybody's joining. Like, what have I missed? You've missed
Star
very
made.
Little.
Star
we spoke about Hearthstone, how good it is. We've spoken about Gmod, how Martin's just basically got his ass kicked by everyone.
Other channel news.
And
Israfil,
Israfil animated number 3, Space Warfare, definitely best one yet. They're definitely growing on me.
Yeah.
Other channel news.
Okay, we'll talk about other channel news now.
Sorry, I'm just doing new transition sounds. I had the kick open the door, which was. Other channel news. Then I had being stabbed.
I just have this like image of tactical body now.
Tactical body. Oh,
then there's the medieval. Other channel news. What else could there
could
be?
Do like a Batman one.
Other channel news.
Can you do a Yarl one? Intro to the NotPod.
Out of channel news.
We said last week that we weren't very Sweet good boy. At voice acting, but Sam is very surprisingly very good.
I'm the Jarl of Whiterun. Holler if you need me.
Holler if you need me.
New avatars. Did we just...
Yeah.
They don't look that much different. Did Shin get one? His background's changed on his avatar, but I don't think the actual avatar has changed.
Kim's has changed quite drastically.
Yes, that's changed.
And people have joined the Yogscast recently. I wouldn't say recently, like 6 months ago. You know,
Rich,
with
what's his
Rich
face?
Keith, David Boddington,
veteran Harry's.
Veteran Harry, he's been around for ages though.
But he's
yeah,
he's
been trying to think of the time.
Alex Miles Turner as well. Alex Turner.
Who dat?
Very cool. He's the newest editor. When the Og Jobs came out, I keep up with this. I think the only advertised
out?
For what. When Og Jobs started, I think they only advertised for one main position, right? So really, they were only looking for. They weren't looking for like five, unless they were really good. Funnily enough, Alex Turner did some freelance work for them. He actually edited the first series of Prop Hunt, you know, with Sips Cabinet 3000. That was edited by Alex on freelance. He then joined in about December, I think, and started editing the Civ videos. You know, when the transitions changed and people complained about it sort of blurring in and out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That he edited that one and I think a couple of us after it. And he edits everything on Terps' channel. So it's very nice.
And so those are the new avatars?
Yeah.
But I love how thanks for explaining how those new avatars worked, right?
Yeah. I love how a lot of them though maintain kind of the same sort of face thing, the smile. Shut your fucking mouth!
Oh well, my god!
Other channel news!
Kieran's got more and more angry as this has progressed.
Oh, whoa. What are you doing with those scissors? Oh, I'm just cutting up this piece of paper. Other channel news.
Oh god, I want to hurt you so
you're
much.
You're a ball, Griff.
Lewis and Gmod, we touched on this earlier.
Ooh.
We touched
it. Did you, Ryan? Whoa.
Great.
Whoa. Since Sips' Gmod series... Lewis is in it.
Yeah, he didn't speak much, but he's pretty funny. Mm.
It's
funny.
Lewis is a funny guy.
I can
like
imagine
when he did those.
Lewis
which
is
two
a funny guy.
Well,
I've never seen these.
You've never seen the Witcher 2 videos where he did them by himself.
No.
They're pretty good.
It's very good.
They were quite a while ago.
I haven't seen them.
It was around the time.
What are you doing? You call yourself a Yogscast?
Yeah, because Simon played Portal 2 on his own, like the storyline.
Yeah, and then he also did that. What was that Need for Speed video where he was like the Yorkshire
Police? Oh, Yorkshire Policeman,
oh,
yeah.
God,
and,
yeah.
And then he did Dead Space 2 as well.
That's good.
Oh my god.
Yorkshire Policeman.
That's where I started watching Jesse Cox, because basically Simon played all these games that Jesse Cox was playing, but he never finished them, so I obviously jumped over to Jesse Cox's videos and watched him finish the games that Lewis has left. Basically,
the best thing to come out of that Yorkshire Police video is because that GIF sound, where it's just like, "Move, bitch, get out of the way." That's so good. I'll find that. I'll listen to that.
I can imagine Lewis is sort of one of those people because he's in so much that basically it's like, "Lewis, we need you to do some paperwork." Oh no, I can't. I'm on a series for SIPs.
I'm playing games, guys.
Yeah. He's trying to avoid all of like the really sort of boring work by jumping into.
Although that's probably why he is in. It's probably why he is in more videos, because he's got like more people to do it for him.
Yeah, well, he's got more business people and he's got more editors. Really, he's just there to oversee everything.
Yeah, it's good. him and Simon.
What's next, buddy?
We're on. That's the calming sound of the sea.
Somebody's somebody said people complaining at Zoe in brackets. Why are people complaining at Zoe? Was this over the fact that she was taking the piss out of Shadow of Israel?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a huge thing about that. And
bloody.
She wasn't really. She was just making light of it. You know.
I'd like to ask everyone who likes the Yogscast to not be such a fucking dick. Can you just be nice to these people?
There's the NotPod disclaimer. Stop being a dick.
Can you just be nice? I mean, seriously. These are nice people. They make funny jokes. We laugh. Ha ha ha. At you or me.
Yeah, I agree with Pius Cool. It's like it comes across as a single troll, but it's a single troll that's been publicated. You don't really know if she's had even more inboxes, but at the same time, it's still dickish. Regards most of the members, it's like, just stop bringing up.
I think it's one of those things. I don't think she would have brung up that certain discussion if it was just one person. I think that she probably got that sort of response a lot, that she's gone. It's same as Kim last week, that she's needed to go, right, this is how it is. Which is annoying. I put it on Twitter earlier this week. It's annoying that we've had to discuss people being twats to the Yogscast 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Because
we're like...
Go on.
We're like teachers when, like, people are picking on the one kid, and then the teachers have to go, right, everyone, we're not happy with how you've been behaving. Okay. And John isn't either. We know he's got a weird shaped head. We know he's got a weird shaped head, but you know you're not allowed to take the fun out of him. How would you like it? Now nobody's allowed their special time. Okay.
If it carries on, I'm just gonna go 1940s Covenant on someone's ass and just fucking smack it and say, "Stop it!" I'll give you the ruler.
Why can't you just beat children anymore? I mean, what the hell?
Lucy told us to get the controversy out before the podcast. What's next? Are you going to advocate slavery or something? Jesus Christ.
Well, now that you mention it.
Good at that, apparently. Yeah.
Beautiful.
let's not put in the advocating slavery.
Right, should we move on from... What is it, buddy?
Oh, let me think of one.
A squid underwater, and you've just discovered an ancient diver.
Okay.
What happened?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, what's that over there? It's an ancient diver. Let's open his mouth and pretend he says, "Other Channel News."
Wonderful.
Right, favourite
video. Just the entire time.
What has everybody's favourite video been, including the people in the chat? My favourite video was probably the Hearthstone video, actually.
I quite enjoyed it, and I learned too much.
I've quite liked the York with Hat Films and Kim. That was pretty fun. Yeah.
That was on Gamma Station, wasn't it? Or Polaris.
Yeah. Oh, Polaris, yes. Polaris. As it's called nowadays.
At least they're not doing the thing which they did with the Yogg's Clash one, which was put all out all five episodes at the same time. Which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Polaris.
I'm looking at you, Polaris.
My favourite video of this week was I suppose it's two videos, but it was an insight into the creative process of making the Area 11 musical albums, which they have been doing.
Indeed.
I can't remember what they're called. They're like studio, in the studio or something, I don't know. On Area 11. Listen to the Area 11.
I'm a channel news! I'm a real body.
Listen to the 11's podcast, they'll tell you all about it.
I don't know what my favourite video was. Come back to me.
Will, say something.
What?
Will?
What?
Will, what's wrong
with you?
Take
some crack or something.
You crack addict, bitch.
Zoe's Tamagotchi life video. There you go. Have that. There you go.
What is up with you?
Right, pause the podcast. We're having an intervention
call.
Lucas spelt more than you, so and that's worrying. That's very worrying.
Yeah, that is a strange thing.
Had I known you were going to be like this, I would have swapped you for Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's a dick move,
right? Dick move, you be quiet.
Right, let's kick... Lucy, get on Skype now. Kicking you out.
Well, you know, it's been a tough week, you know. It's been a long, long fucking week.
Oh, my God.
I had to speak to some dude before, and I hate speaking to people.
It's been a long week. It's been 7 days.
Well, you know, it's only been the last, like, six that I've been fucking tough. You know, it feels like I'm dying or something. No. No, it's just I had to speak to someone on the phone, because I told you about this the other day. I told you guys about it, and so I had to speak to some dude, and,
About Starbucks?
No, it was about,
Was it Jarl Borgraf?
Yeah, it was Jarl.
Was it the fact that you have Bart Simpson wallpaper?
Let's not talk about that, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's not.
Don't do that to me. Okay, now let's get out of the depressing part of the podcast.
Luke, what was your favourite video?
The latest main channel, Gary's Mod.
That's a pretty good choice.
The one that was on today. Yeah. I haven't had the chance to see it yet.
It's really good.
The Mance Raider one. That one.
Oh, right, the latest series. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mance Raider.
Is that the one where Simon's stuck in the cupboard?
No.
Because that's my one. That's my favourite one, guys.
It's the one where they try and lock out Ross by throwing a bunch of shit against the door, I think. It just opens it and it just shifts to the side. It's like,
ah, classic.
It was a great move when, I don't know whether this was this week or last week, when they were playing Terrace Town. And Smithy came up on the roof and there was a C4 trip mine.
Oh, that was amazing.
How'd you like to eat shit? And you just boom, and he flew across the map.
Yeah. That was good.
Thunderbugs.
Okay. Sorry?
There's thunderbugs everywhere and they crawl into your monitor. And that's bad.
Yeah, they do.
What are thunderbugs?
They're like those tiny, tiny little bugs. But you can still see them. You can see them! And they're annoying because they get in your screen. That's it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Not relevant section, which actually has more.
Well, I was eating a banana the other day.
That's not relevant!
Hey! Wow. See what you did there?
Beautiful.
God, I want to hit you.
So I guess the main news to do with us.
Just kidding.
It's probably the Guns of Icarus stuff that we've done this week. We said last week we talked about it a bit more. It seems like it was like 2 weeks ago since we filmed it, so it does feel like a lifetime ago.
What quality entertainment that was!
Speak for yourself, I thought the editing was really good. We just weren't very good at the game.
Really good.
Yeah, we were just terrible at it.
I feel really awkward in this section now. It's just like, oh, Guns of Icarus, yeah.
You did watch it, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah. It was good. You edited well.
Who is the amazing technological wizard who edited that fine piece of entertainment, Ryan?
That's me.
That'd be me. It was fun to
do.
Wow. Somebody in the chat also took part, Deus Vex. It was very good. He was very, like, trying to take it really seriously, trying to win, and we were just all, like, shouting at each other. He's like,
Will
we go down
at one
a bit?
Point decides...
Can we go left a bit?
Yeah, he's,
oh, he wants he's to play there. More, so, you know.
Yeah, we should do that.
It was
that.
Good fun, yeah. We would like to hear your suggestions for games, of course, because there's so many games that we'd like to do. It's just the internet at the moment is playing against us. Me and Karen.
Ryan's internet.
And Sam.
Thank you very much.
And your internet.
Well. It's fine. I mean, it's just crap. That's it.
It works. Yeah, the problem is that sort of... We can't say...
It's slow. It's not bad. It's just slow.
Also, whoa! What's that incredible podcast which could be on iTunes soon?
The Elevens podcast.
That's all he has to say. That's all he has to say.
Anyway,
is that our podcast?
I think it is.
Explain. Do some more talking, Ryan.
Really? I'm sorry. My voice hurts.
Well, Ryan's been on sorting out. Anyway, well, I'll do it. Yeah. I got it, guys. Don't worry.
Okay,
Ryan's put it or submitted to iTunes. They're reviewing it now. They'll be like, listen to this, Dave. Oh, I posted this. It's going to be the poor guy that has to review it. I feel so sorry for him. But
I think it's less of whether it's good quality enough to be on iTunes, more than the fact that it's not like really it's just white noise or somebody being ridiculously racist.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're actually already up.
They might be. I don't know. We haven't got any confirmation.
Yeah, we get a confirmation email usually.
I think you might just be subscribed to the RSS.
Yeah, if you want to subscribe to the RSS, which still works, you can go to our subreddit and it should be on the side and it should be fairly straightforward to do. But I prefer it if you did it through iTunes because, you know, then, yay.
It's pretty quick. I mean, my white supremacist podcast got through pretty quickly.
Well, okay.
Beautiful.
Beat women podcast.
I'm being so controversial this episode, jeez.
We're cutting so many things out of this, I think.
Just basically don't use my audio.
Don't worry.
I mean,
black people
I interrupted people with sounds of the ocean.
We never did use your audio to begin with.
Oh.
All the sounds you put in
with
you.
I listened to another podcast, which was the guys that make Yogscast, which a lot of people from the subreddit will be familiar with. We may end up chatting to them. I imagine it because we are both comedians.
Ryan? Dad, I don't want to talk to new people.
I mean, we're both subreddit community projects, I suppose. So,
yay.
Probably best that we all band up together and make friends.
High five. Bigger circle jerk for Ryan.
I'm not going to talk for the rest of this episode.
Okay.
We're done anyway, aren't we? Are we done? This gaming section, Steam sales finishing today. It's got tons of games on sale today.
Why is it on sale?
Still, well, basically
tomorrow,
all games
it?
That. No! It
all
finishes
the
now!
Games.
No,
it's
on the best
it might finish tomorrow. I think it finishes at like 12 tomorrow or something, I don't know.
It's like 6, isn't it?
It's finishing soon anyway, in the next day or so. So.
Yeah, it finishes
so
at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
If there's any games which you want to buy...
They're basically all on sale again.
Go
so.
Get them.
You know, it's the last day.
Anyway,
so
this won't be out before.
Yeah.
So
yeah, true.
GG. Steam Summer Sale is ending before this. Before you're hearing this, possibly.
I hope you...
If you're listening to this on YouTube, you're too late!
I'm going back in time. Body spin.
I hope you bought the Princess Fairy... Magical expansion pack for Super Princess Party Time.
I love that game.
Got that. Barbie Horse Adventure.
You got that expansion pack, but not the Civ one.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay. So we've done that. Star Citizen passes $47 million. I don't know what that means.
Star Citizen costs £47 million. But it's a book build.
It looks pretty bloody good, to be fair to it. It's like, if I remember correctly, it's the giant space sim kind of one.
Yeah, 4 billion planets or something to explore.
Yeah, it looks ridiculously good.
Yeah. Whoa, are you like rubbing your thighs as you say that?
I was having a big old stretch.
Oh god.
Oh, okay.
Of his penis.
Shut up.
Oh god.
Shut up.
Luke, can you not talk about us behind our backs, please, to the chat? God.
What has he done
and
now?
And this has been a shouty mess. Whoa.
I was agreeing with...
You're
okay,
fired!
What are you talking about?
Right, okay.
Okay, and the last
kill
thing.
Me. Yeah, okay. Just kill me.
Take your face!
The a potential Wolfenstein The New Order sequel.
I do wonder what's kind of like going to happen with that, though. Because if you've played Wolfenstein... You'll know what I'm getting at. It's pretty definitive.
You die in the end or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty defining ending. I'll put it that way.
Do kill all the Nazis.
Yeah, kill a lot of people. A lot of people die in that game. It's very
It's just come
bad.
Out though, hasn't it? It's just like it's a bit too soon to be nice.
Yeah, but it sold incredibly well. Bear in mind, I'm trying to remember what game it was. Or it might have been a film, but it's like the second it came out, it's like, yeah, we're making a new series. No, it's Game of Thrones, actually. First episode came out, and from the from the first episode, they can make a whole new series. It was like, Well, we're doing that then.
No, they just get, I think the people that sort of commission it see an episode and go, yeah, it's still amazing, you can do whatever you want.
I'm not too shabby.
If it just turned out that it was just really shit, and they're like, what did you do? Why is Tyrion Lannister, like, really tall? Why have you shot everything with cows? Why is everybody a cow?
Why is Tyrion Lannister just a guy with shoes on his knees?
Shall we do the retweet list and the Twitch followers?
Let's go for it.
It's a very short episode, this one.
It's an hour long. We've been going for an hour.
Sam is angry. Anyway, the retweet list for the Notpod. If you want to be read out at the end of the podcast, follow us on Twitch or retweet the tweet which at the Notpod makes on the day of recording, which is Sundays at 8 PM. Ding. Okay, at mojo_44, at stennymouse, at mrrandom350, at jesper dryson, jesper dryssen, at probably lucy,
how's that,
at raz_york,
what?
Oh, Yorkshire, whatever.
Right.
Just some guy.
Well, that audio looks funny.
Okay, now let me just... Okay, the Twitch people who have followed the Twitch channel, which is the twitch.tv/thenotpod. Cast Matthew. Core Gamers Caleb. Wolf Sapling. Steamfire Gamer.
XX.
Hammerfishies. And Ras_art_director.
What?
There's a lot of Razes.
Ras_art_director.
So there you go.
It's always a funny name.
Thank
every
you.
Week.
Thank you for following us. And all that.
We love you.
And XPy is cool because he forgot to retweet the wrong thing. He forgot. Oh. Good job.
An honourable mention.
For our favourite moderator.
Back in Tahi I am. Gotta go back in there. Just end it.
Go
just
back
end
in time
there.
To Yarl Balin.
Just end it there and start playing it again.
I think Yarl Balin wants to Yarl Balgruuf wishes to personally endorse his podcast.
The Harl of Whiterun. Oh, no, no, you wouldn't hurt a pregnant man.
You want to put me in a goddamn holy book.
You're going to put me in a goddamn holy book.
It's the end of the podcast.
What is with these extra jingles? What is this?
Yar har diddly dee, do what you want because the pirate is free. Yar har diddly dee, shing. My name is Zorro. The end of the podcast.
Next time on the Notepod, Zorro kills another man.
Do an action movie hero one with an action movie hero going shouting some phrase.
Yo, welcome back to the Notepod, but we're just leaving.
Do you expect me to talk? No, I expect you to watch the Notepod at 8 o'clock on Sundays.
Seduce me!
Oh my god.
Okay, seduce me by watching the Notepod.
Goodbye, everybody.
I'll be back on Sundays at 8 o'clock. Twitch.tv/Notepod.
Freedom on the Notepod.
They can take our homes, but they can never take the Notepod.
At 8 p.m.
Sundays.
I can't think of any more shit.
With great power comes the Notepod at 8 o'clock on Sundays.
Why do we?
We're going to need
so we can listen to the Notepod at 8 p.m. on Sundays.
We're going to need a bigger Twitch chat for the Notepod. 8 p.m. Sunday.
Jesus,
honey, where's my Notepod? It's at Sundays at 8 p.m.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Notepod at night at 8 p.m.
Look to my coming. It's Sunday at 8 p.m. on Twitch.
On the 7th day at 8 p.m.
For fuck's sake.
Put the cookie down.
And watch the down. A wizard arrives exactly when he means to at 8 p.m. on Twitch / the Notepod.
Keep doing it. It beefs up the podcast.
Oh god.
Okay, I'm done. Right. I'm out. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
We'll say something.
Bye, everybody.